The Dead Set Legends here on Sydney's Triple M, brought to you by our mates at Paddy's Markets, and time now for this. Curly. Yeah, chance for Jude and I to throw some questions at Big Dell about the game of rugby league. Go for it, Jude.
Right, Dell. Mitchell Pearce's future. Adam O'Brien says he's committed to his number seven. Where do you think he'll be end up playing in 2021?
Oh, look, I still think he'll be at the Newcastle Knights. I think they're going to need him. They've got to have someone better to bring through or buy. And, mate, he's not going to go back to the Roosters or anyone like that, because they're going to bring young Sam Walker through. I feel sorry for Cole Flanagan, which we'll talk about later. But Mitchell Pearce, well, he'll stay at the Knights. He's got a job to do there as well.
You mentioned Cole Flanagan. He's been told he can explore his options with other clubs. Has he been hung out to dry by the Roosters?
Yeah, I feel sorry for Cole Flanagan a little bit, because this year, like, the Roosters, they offer their third premiership. Obviously, mate, you're coming in after someone like Cooper Cronk. It's hard to do. Cole Flanagan, you know, he scored plenty of points this year. I know defensively he mightn't be his best, but some of the best halves in the game, I think Joey came out and said it, and, you know, JT and those sort of guys, it takes a while to be at your best. I think, you know, there was a high expectation of him. I'd still hold on to him for another season. I know Sam Walker's coming in, but hopefully they hold on to him. But I feel sorry for the kid.
What about John Bateman? Now departs the NRL for the English Super League. How big a loss do you reckon he'll be for the Raiders, Del?
Yeah, look, he brings a lot of X factor to that Canberra side. But look, when I look at some of their, you know, back rowers and that, and the players, you know, you got Tarpanay, who scored one of the best tries, finals try a couple weeks ago. You got Hudson Young, who's playing great. Mate, you've got Corey Harawira and Naira on the bench, so they're going to miss him, what he brings only on the field but off the field. But I reckon there's enough players there to cover him, so they're going to miss him, and I know he's a love player.
What about Mitch Moses? Has been come under fire this week, didn't really fire a shot during the finals. Is it time to hand over to Dylan Brown?
No, look, Mitch Moses, mate, it's so hard because there's such an expectation on him. Him and Dylan Brown over the next, you know, couple of seasons, I reckon they can get the job done. But I reckon, mate, collectively, the forwards, you know, the outside five, they've got to take some responsibility. I think the Eels as a team and Brad Arthur, I suppose, you know, there might be a few question marks on whether he can go any further from there. You know, when Brian Smith used to get the teams to the grand final?
Yeah.
There's a sort of a sense out there that Brad Arthur can only get them to sort of the prelim sort of, or you know, all week two.
Wow. Okay, what about Delian predictions? Delian medal winner. Who do you think's going to win it?
Oh, man, I think Clint Gutherson. I don't know. There's
really?
Yeah, not Cleary?
Yeah, Cleary had those couple of weeks off. But yeah, but Gutho, whenever Parramatta won, Gutho's been
not
good.
It's not the best bloke award.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, look, I mean, you know, but yeah, but you're right. Cleary's thereabouts, and he's been very consistent. I suppose I've only had one loss. But I reckon Clint Gutherson's in the mix here. The coach of the year, I reckon Ivan Cleary. I didn't expect Penrith to do what they've done, you know. One loss and one draw.
Yeah.
So, mate, it could be the double take for the Cleary household, you know. It's come a long way this season from the TikTok episode.
Yeah, exactly. And what about the full 13 players team of the year? I like that idea. Do you like it?
Yeah, look, that's okay. It's one of those years for change.
Did you ever win Delhi-M Winger of the Year or anything?
Oh, I'm not sure. I think I got voted the best winger in the game 7 years in a row. But anyway, not